The McDonald's All-American game was last night, and Kentucky's players looked really good. We're going to talk about that coming up right here on the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how you doing, buddy?
We're back. It's been a little bit. I'm excited to be back on the pod.
That was a wild, wild take there. But what's that from? Oh, Texas, the dude, Erlinger, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is that the Clay Thompson? He's back.
That one is awesome. That was great. But the McDonald's All-American game was last night. And, you know, it was weird. I wonder when the last time Kentucky didn't have a starter in the McDonald's All-American game. Like, did Cason Wallace start? I wonder. I think
Cason started, but that is a good question. You know, I didn't even think about that. When would have been the last time that we haven't had
I don't know. I mean, it depends if Cason did it. I don't remember how highly he was ranked. I don't know why.
He was ranked pretty high. I know he was. I'm pretty sure he was in the top 10. But yeah. I'm pretty sure Cason started. He either started the McDonald's game, or I'm getting it confused that he started in the Jordan Brand Classic game.
Oh, well,
one of the two.
Yeah, maybe. But I thought that was interesting. I mean, you forget that, like, Quaintance. I thought Quaintance would start. You got to remember that Kentucky has a lot of five stars, but they're all in that, like, 12 to 24 range, not the, like, 1 through 10 range. Generally, those 1 through 10 guys, for the most part, are going to start if it makes sense for a lineup for each team. But, I mean, let's just go through the players that played. Of course, Carter Knox was there playing. Jaden Quaintance was there. And then, of course, the GOAT, Boogie Fland, was there. Carson, what were your thoughts on seeing these three play for the first time?
Yeah, so I'll start it off with Boogie. I was really impressed with Boogie. I mean, he hit a bunch of shots, but that's not really where I was impressed. I felt like the flow of the game was – Boogie controlled the flow of the game. Yeah. And so they played on the East team. They played versus the West. I felt like the West got off to a quick start. They got off up by, like, 20 points. And then when the East decided to put Boogie in the game – the East came right back. So I felt very confident, you know, in the fact that Boogie can lead a team. And that's really exciting to see.
Yeah, Boogie was – so the stats for Boogie, he was 6 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 2 of 2 at the line, 17 points, 5 rebounds, which I love to see that, and then 3 assists. So fill the stat sheet. We talked about it all the time here at the Wildcats State Podcast. Listen – anybody that wants to rebound can rebound. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're 4'2". I don't care if you're 7'11". I want you to rebound the basketball. So seeing that, you know, your smaller guard is rebounding the ball, which Boogie's not either 6'3", whatever, but it's not small, but I'm saying he's not a center. It's great to see others getting in. So I was impressed with him. He's going to be the everybody does player comparisons. I'm not going to give a player comparison, but if you want who's going to be the most Rob Dillingham-esque player on next year's roster, it's going to be Boogie. They're not the same player. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the player that's going to be closest to what Rob was, that'll be Boogie. Boogie will be able to score.
I completely agree, because I was watching last night and I was like, some of those plays, I was like, that's a little Rob-esque there. Yeah. I was like, oh, all right, Boogie. Yeah.
I'm with you. And I do think that Boogie's a better facilitator, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree with that. So I think that obviously – I think Rob is shiftier and a better offensive player, but I think Boogie is still an elite offensive player, but he's still a facilitator. Yeah. And I think a player like that can be really special. So Boogie Fland, these last month or so, people are really buying the hype on Boogie Fland. And if you watch him play, it makes sense why. So
he's got better and better.
Yeah.
Better and better.
And what were your thoughts on Quaintance?
Yeah, so, you know, Quaintance is 16 years old, of course, so he's technically not in the class that he's supposed to be in. And I feel like if he was in his own class, he'd be top three player for sure. Yeah. But he impressed me. He really impressed me. And in the McDonald's game, you know, last year, Collier and DJ were co-MVPs. And you know, you're going to get a lot of points in all-star games and stuff like that. But I thought the thing that really impressed me was his physicality. I almost think you could have stuck Quaintance on this year's team and he could have been the best rebounder. I know me and you were talking about it.
That's not a debate, I don't think. Yeah. And that's sad because the dude's like 16 year, he'll be 16 and he'll turn 17 in July. So like, that's what stood out to me. I love that he was three. So let's go over that. He was 3 of 4 from the field, 7 boards, 4 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive, 7 points, and then 3 assists. You'll take that all day. He also had 4 steals.
No, so that's what the things that really impressed me. And, you know, like I said, all-star games, you're going to get a lot of points. There's not going to be as much defense. I thought active hands. He has active hands. I like that. Reed had active hands last year. It translated. I like that. He has a high motor. He's always – he dove after a ball in the McDonald's All-American game to get a rebound. And he can handle the basketball. He can bring the ball up the court and facilitate. Those are the things I love to see right now. He is a project, but it's very, very high upside for Jaden Quaintance.
And I'm pretty sure – I don't – he you have him for 2 years because he's not going to be drafted.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah, you have him for 2 years.
You know, I mean, here's the deal. Let's say we'll have an episode coming out tomorrow breaking down who we think is going to stay and come back with the roster from last year. And a player, you know, Big Z, like if you get a Big Z back, I mean, he can be the guy this year with Quaintance, the guy maybe coming off the bench, giving you 14, 15 minutes a game. And then next year, he could be an absolute monster. So, or he could start this year. I mean, I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm just saying having him for 2 years is going to be great and it's going to give him time to develop. But I mean, what I saw, these are the best of the best. And I know that they're freshmen, but these are the best of the best. They might not have that like man muscle that some of the 27-year-olds have in college basketball nowadays. But this is the best of the best. And, you know, Quaintance looks like he belonged. I know he's young. He's probably the youngest guy out there. I you have to assume that. I don't know that for a fact. But and he looked like one of the better players on the floor.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the East was doing
coincidence?
Better with Quaintance. And I don't think that – okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The East always did better when Boogie and Jaden were on the floor. I don't think it's a coincidence.
What?
Coincidence.
Oh, okay. Heard you wrong. I agree with you. And the plus minus is, you know, who had the best plus minus on the East team?
Probably Boogie.
Boogie had a plus 13, which was the best on his team. The second best was Drake Powell. I don't know who he's committed to. And then Quaintance had a plus 7, which, I mean, there's a lot of minus, 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 minus. There's a lot of minuses on here. Quaintance had a plus 7. So they were better. The East team, who won thanks to a go-ahead shot, which ended up being a game winner, you know, because it was go-ahead from Boogie Quaintance, they won, and they were better when those two were on the floor. So that's the reality here. And then you got Carter Knox. What were your thoughts on Carter Knox?
I thought Carter Knox played his role. I thought he was he's very smooth. So he didn't take a lot of shots, but he made almost every shot he took. And I feel like Carter Knox is going to be a guy for us that's going to have to play a role. So I think that the way that he knows how to play will fit our team perfectly. I think he's a good shooter. He's physical. He drives to the basket and he'll do what we need him to do. And I really like Carter Knox. I like his game. He's smooth. He's very smooth.
Yeah, he had he was 4-6 from the field in this game, made his only 3. He had 9 points and 1 rebound. His plus minus wasn't great, but like nobody on that. Like there was a lot of not great plus minus.
Well, that second team for the West, that's when the Boogie and Quaintance came in. And they went on that run in the first half. And I think that's when a bunch of those players had got a worse plus minus.
So I think plus minus, it's a good stat and it's a bad stat at the same time. I'm telling you this. He played better than that.
Yeah. What you said, it's a good stat and a bad stat. I sat here. I didn't pay attention to stats at all. What I saw was when Boogie and Jaden were in the game, the East were awesome. Yeah. And when the West had Carter in the game, Carter did good. So,
And I'll tell you what made me feel better about Carter Knox. I'll be honest. I thought he was going to be one of those athletes who doesn't end up being a great basketball player. I think he's going to be really good. I do. Yeah. I think he's got that. I think he's been one of those guys who comes to Kentucky and he's good, but he's going to be like a crazy NBA player, which I'd love people to just come to Kentucky and be great Kentucky basketball players, which that'd be great. But I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be really good for the Cats this year.
And here's the thing, I'll tell you. I he reminds me a little bit of Justin Edwards, but the thing is that he won't have any of the pressure that Justin had coming into Kentucky because he's not rated as high. So Carter's coming in like carefree. Like he's not, the expectations aren't crazy high for Carter Knox. So he can just concentrate on his craft without the outside noise. And exactly. I think that'll help him a lot.
I'm with you on that because I think that did get to Justin. Well, I mean, and I'll tell you this, Liam McNeely is a player who Kentucky is after. A lot of schools are after. He did not have a great game. Did you see him? 0 for 6, 0 for 3 from deep, not 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Not saying he's not a good player, but did not have his best showing, and that's okay. But he's a guy that Kentucky's after. Do they get him? I don't know if I'm buying the hype on that, but something to think about. So
I like him. The only problem with him right now is I think our roster doesn't have a need for him. I think he's a great player, and I watched the scrimmage on that Tuesday, and he actually played really good. He had a game winner in that scrimmage. He played him and Boogie were actually had really good chemistry, but in his media he said if you could pick one player that you think you have the best chemistry with here, and he picked Boogie Fland. He's like, I love Boogie. He's a great player. I would love to have him. I just feel like if you're filling out a roster, I would go transfer portal instead of taking a chance on a guy who might be like a bench piece. But if people start to leave who you don't expect to leave, then who knows?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So any other thoughts on this game?
No, I'm excited for the future. We'll see how it all correlates, but I'm really excited about these guys.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, we are going to have an episode coming out tomorrow where we predict who's going to be on the team next year. Players that, you know, are in the who's going to enter the portal, who's going to go to the NBA draft, who's going to come back. We will have that conversation tomorrow, and it's going to be a fun one, so be ready for that. But that's going to do it for the episode today of the Wildcats Today podcast. Appreciate y'all being here. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Helps the show a ton. Hope everybody has a great rest of their day today, and we'll see you for another show tomorrow.